Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Perception. Welcome to February 2015. And let me say that I am operating under a generator, so if we do get cut off, don't take it personal. We've had very bad storms up here and trees down, transformers down, so wasn't even sure if I was going to make it, but praise God I'm here, and hopefully we can get through the show without a problem. Okay, Cupid's agenda. Everybody just about wants the right person in their life, and, you know, even if it's not a love relationship, that one person that you can be yourself with. And so this is a month that we celebrate as a tradition, Valentine's Day, and so we're going to talk about Cupid here for a minute. Cupid is the angel of love. Along with Raphael, who's mentioned in the Old Testament, of taking Tobias to his destined wife. So Cupid is known as the mischievous angel and has been around for hundreds of years, many, many, many years. He appears in many guises, and he appears suddenly to people who need a little help or a little love. He then uses his bow to cause people to fall in love. His celestial image of Cupid portrays a fat little baby with wings, with little wings. And other cherubims are not so happy with that image, but Cupid's eyes express a lot of wisdom beyond his young years. He also keeps a female dove for keeping an eye on lovers that he has brought together, and he isn't above going back to those he has shot and shoot them again if they're having trouble. So he can be a part of a renewed relationship as well. It has been said that Cupid's influence on the destinies of the greatest lovers of all time, and our Archangel Raphael, who also brings people together. So in Jesus' name today, with both of these angels helping us, let's see what Cupid's agenda means for you. Okay, so we'll take our first caller here. And hello?
Oh, hi.
Hello?
Hi,
you're on the air.
Okay, what do you see coming up?
What's your birth date? I mean, look at your love life.
7/28/69.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look at 2015. Okay. 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 Well, you're a six. You're a six when it comes. And six is the number of lovers. It's the lover's card in the tarot deck. It's also the number of humanity. So it shows that in your numbers that you know, that 10 in the middle means that you're going through, you've gone through a lot of trials around your love life. You've gone through some real disappointments, and it's probably left you a little bit gun-shy or a little bit unsure and hard to believe when people say that they love you. But this is your year. This is your year to find the right person, and you know, you've had a lot of karma, like I said, around love life. So you're due. Let's see if I can pinpoint a time here for you. But remember, Mercury's retrograde, so it's very difficult to get perfect timing under a retrograde. And Mercury is actually affecting you right now. You need to be aware that you have many thoughts coming from the past that affect how you feel about relationship. And but you need to be very positive in your thinking and not listen to your you know, the emotional center plays those tapes. Oh, you know, you got abandoned, you're going to get abandoned again, you're not going to succeed, tells you all these things that come from the past. It's not that there is, that it's lying to you. It's telling you things that happened to you, but it. So you're going to you've done your time, as it says, and it's time for you to move forward. There's a little clearing out of some personal things in your family life, but you should definitely see something very positive in April of this year. Okay?
That sounds good. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Here we go. We'll take our next caller here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. My birthday is coming. I'm February 16, 54.
Okay.
And I'm in a relationship. 16th? Yes.
February 16th? Well, when you got a birthday coming up.
I sure do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's interesting. You know, this is an 8 year, and you're coming out an 8 in your love life, which means that you you have a new beginning. You're probably, this relationship that you're in, is the communication in it real good?
Not the best.
Not the best. Well, that's where I'm getting communication that you need to communicate your feelings, let your desires be known. But let's take a look here in the karma cards and see. You two have been down a road where it's not exactly been the best in love life.
True.
Got a full-time job coming up that just come out of the blue, okay? Has nothing to do with Cupid.
Good. But thank you. Happy birthday to me.
But that's the way the cards are. They tell you things, you know. Okay. Well, it's saying now that you've, you know, that you've really matured, because, and you're cautious, and sometimes you feel that this person puts too many limits on you. Was that true?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. But you're going to see a lot of your goals. There is someone else coming up, even though you're in a relationship, and it's just like you're being kind of told that, okay, something is going to come up and you're going to have a chance to choose whether you want the current relationship or, and it's interesting. I mean, this is something that will turn your head. There's quite a bit of chemistry here. So, and the communication is real good. So you do have a choice coming up, and I want to say around May or June of this year.
Oh.
And then that full-time job, I don't know where that came from, but maybe you needed to know that.
I needed to know that. There's a reason.
Okay.
I know what it is. I know what
okay,
it is.
Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
God bless.
Have a good day.
Thank
God
you
God
for
bless.
Calling.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Okay. Here we go again. Our next car. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Okay. All right. Try this next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Janet, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm at the gym. So for those who hear music in the background, I'm lifting weights. So sorry.
You're working it out one way or another, huh, Vicki?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's your date, month and day?
5/12/70.
Okay.
Do you need the other person?
Well, yeah,
or
you have a lot of one-on-one relationship issues, and this is a year that you're gonna solve these issues that you've had, because you're a 7 this year, which means your intuition is very strong. You need to listen to it in all areas. It's very, very strong, and it's like you're gonna know. But you have a choice between two people, as my previous caller. You have someone that's working, you're working on right now, that the communication and the compatibility is very strong. Both of you have been injured, have been betrayed. And when you've been betrayed in a relationship, you know, we have our guards up, and we're afraid to absolutely let ourselves go sometimes.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna let, yeah, it's just like, I'm not gonna make the same mistake again. I'm not gonna,
right?
Because when you meet someone and you feel very connected with that person and the chemistry there and everything, you suddenly feel vulnerable. It's like, this person, go out of my life, this would sting or this would hurt, and so it's,
right.
There's that fear there. But you're supposed to have faith and not worry about things. That's a lesson that you have this year. It has nothing to do with Cupid, but karma cards are throwing things in here today. And it says that you're imposing limits on how you're not going to let yourself just be used, or you're going to make sure that people are genuine. And you're working on that aspect, and you will be doing what's good for you. And you need to think about you. It looks like before you kind of sacrificed yourself for other people.
I did a lot. A lot.
But you're supposed to. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying. Hello? You think the other person? Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Do you think the other person is trustworthy?
Okay, let's look at that.
His is 5174.
That one in there, he could be into himself. Not being selfish. Don't take me that. And that 74 is 11. That's definitely one-on-one relationship. And he's a very solid. And for this year, he's tired of the same old, the same old go around. And he's going to try to be patient. He's going to try to do. It's like he thinks he messed up. Maybe he didn't listen. Or maybe he didn't do enough. He's blaming himself, and it wasn't really him. You know? But he's blaming himself. Yeah. And so he's like, I'm gonna be the one that gives this time. I'm going to be the one that's going to be patient, and I'm going to listen. And definitely he could be very loyal.
Okay. Wow.
Okay?
Interesting. Okay.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, for those who are listening, and that call-in number is 646-378-1297. And our purpose today is to look at love life, and so we hope that it's Cupid's agenda, who's what's coming up for a person. And again, that's 646-378-1297. And I can be found at keen.com, Daisy, Daisey, 644478. And I'm pretty sure everything's all right. I still don't know who bought Keen, but the Weather Channel is advertising it on the Internet, and I'm sure they wouldn't get involved with anything that wasn't legitimate. So I think it's okay. I'll be probably going back to work on Keen here possibly next week. And you can find me on Facebook under Janet Thornburg, or Daisy, Daisey, 64 at yahoo.com. Okay, so let's see. We have another caller here, and let's take this call. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Daisy?
Hi.
Hey. I came on to listen. I really didn't want a reading.
Okay.
You wanted me to come on and and be in the show, but I just wanted to listen.
Okay. I'll let you listen.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, good.
Thank you. Okay. So, you know, people who want love in their life, and it, you know, and I think it's a natural drive. You, even when, you know, I take care of little children, and they just want love, and they just give you love, and I love them because there's no pretense with them, and they just say what the way it is, and they're just precious. And but, you know, we go down this road and somebody takes advantage of us. I mean, there are people out there that are silver-tongued dragons for sure, and they say things and make us believe things and possibly have ulterior motives. And then we get kind of a scar or jaded or marked with that particular happening, and we feel like that we're not special, or if we're in abused relationships, you know, if a person hears every day that they're not smart, not stupid or whatever, and you begin to believe it, and you don't, you know, I'm here to tell you, God doesn't want anybody to be abused. We all have a destiny. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5 says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you and destined you. And God is love, and these are all his angels, and Jesus is commander-in-chief of all the angels, and a lot of religious groups believe St. Michael the Archangel and Jesus are the one and same person. I don't know that it doesn't matter to me. I believe that having a personal relationship with God is, and man has so badly used and abused religion that a lot of people just hate it now, and that's not the way it was meant to be. You know, we're here to live under God's grace and go through this life as human beings and understand things, but it's not a bunch of do's and don'ts and being critical of other people. God is love, and he showed us his love through his son, Jesus Christ. And to me, it's like, what else does a person have to do? You know? And you have to remember that there's somebody for everybody. And if you will put yourself in a place for God to lead you, you know, and even asking in Jesus to have Raphael show you or who you should be with, then it can happen for you. And then you're too good to be true, you know. You'll have good energy around you, and people will, your energy will be better because you're believing in love. And you have to realize that you are the apple of God's eye. And that's written in Zechariah 2:8 and Psalm 17:8. And God's greatest desire is that he loves you. And no matter what you've done or no matter what's happened in your life, God loves you and he wants you to prosper. And and you know, he's not the author of sickness. He's not the author of pain. None of those things come from him. So just remember that when that's happening, and begin to think. You know, we have to realize that a lot of people that have trouble with relationships is what they think about inside themselves. Like if they don't like themselves. So if they don't like themselves, how can they expect anybody else to like them? And you have to realize that how valuable you are. First, if you can realize that God loves you and how valuable you are to him, I mean, think about it. How valuable are you that somebody, Jesus came down from heaven, which was paradise, and came to this earth, which is full of turmoil and trouble, and gave his life so that we could be reconnected to God. And that's how valuable you are. That's exactly how valuable you are. He paid for you with his blood, and it makes you very special. So I don't know why sometimes people don't like themselves. It may be because they heard from parents that said they were, you know, worthless or whatever, and they begin to believe it. But you must believe that you're valuable. And when you learn to love, know that God loves you, then you can attract to yourself true love. You really can. You're amazing. In Psalm 139, verse 14 says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we're made to, and we're created in God's image. We were made to resemble God. And the process that we go through here, the Course of Miracles teaches that the process we go through here is the illusions that we've created, or it could come down from generational curses, like families doing the same thing. And I was really saddened to hear that about Whitney Houston's daughter, but that shows right there a similarity, which is usually a generational curse. And I pray for that family, and I hope for the best. But we need to understand that we're created to be like God, and in all, so we need to meditate on that part of ourselves. We need to get our spirit strong. Then the spirit will heal the soul, and the spirit and the soul together will bring the body into subjection, control, and living in the right vibratory pattern where you could attract you to yourself. You know, Jesus died to give us abundant life, and that means nothing missing. That means nothing is missing. The right relationship is there, the right business or job, the money flows right, and nothing broken. And we have to realize that sometimes when we're emotionally driven, we get involved in things because of emotional loneliness or for whatever reason, but usually that's the wrong choice. So we have to not allow our emotions to drive us, but to trust in the spirit to lead us into the right things. We have to learn to discover joy. And I like this, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, and yourself. And as we fill our mind with Jesus, you will attract all good things to you. Success, because everything he did, at the last words he said, it is finished. That means it's a finished work, and all we have to do is access it by having faith in ourselves. Okay, looks like we have another caller here. Let me try this one. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. My birthday is 8/26.
8/26.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to look at this year. Okay. Oh, my goodness, you're 888 this year. You should have everything, dear. You should have that life that I was talking about. I mean, and there is some issues here. You know, I did the show where we talked about the number 8. But to get to that number 8, we've got 2015. You've got the 2 and the 1 and the 5. The 2 has to do with double anything. So if we're thinking in a negative aspect, it'll be double for your trouble, okay, double trouble. If you're thinking in a positive, then it'll be double. And with these triple H, you should really overcome a lot of things. But the 1 and the 5 is individual suffering. And a lot of people are dealing with physical aspects this year. There is a lot of the body karma that's present. But it can be mastered really easy by renewing your mind and really taking advantage of to believe in God's love. You know, As our Father, he has compassion on us, and he feels our pains. And so the pain is designed. It doesn't come from God. It's designed to have us take our focus off of God and onto the pain, and they're leaving no room for anything else. So your biggest challenge this year is not showing much in the love life. For one thing, it's showing individual stuff here, that body karma, pain in your body, and ailments. But mastering your money and mastering this health thing is the big issue for you this year. But it's not impossible. It could happen, but I think you need to first feel good about yourself.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. God bless.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. So we can all learn that these things, each year we have certain levels, and this retrograde has been really something. Ooh, I'll certainly be glad when it goes direct. It certainly has, looks like it affected the weather up here. And we have to realize that the truth in a lot of things, too, is people is that they're afraid. They're afraid of letting themselves out. They're afraid of really trusting other people, especially because they know that they've been wronged, and sometimes they can't get out of that thinking that that's going to happen to them. And fear is the root of just about everything, every negative thing that ever happens in our lives. You know, we can be afraid of falling, afraid of being alone, rejected, afraid of running out of money, afraid that people will let us down, afraid that we won't find the right person or a job, and the list goes on and on. And all fear is rooted in the belief that God's word won't work or his promises won't work. So we need to change that. When fear comes, you need to take that thought captive and then repeat it with some positive affirmation. You know, if you consider God's track record, in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56 says, "Thanks be to the Lord, he has given rest to his people. He has done all that he's promised, every word that has come true of all his promises which he promised. He has done all that he's promised, and he's never failed. Fear will leave when you can rely on something that can't fail." There's probably over 1,000 predictions or prophecies in the Bible that promises that God has made. And what I do is when fear, you know, and I'm not above fear hitting me or anybody else, when fear comes on me, I try to find a promise in the word and repeat that, speak that word over myself. And you know what? It leaves. It leaves, and good things start happening. But if I focus on the fear, then I stay stuck there. So we need to know that there is a promise from God's word for every need that you'll ever experience in life. In fact, there's 7,000 promises in the Bible, and so that's 7,000 solutions to problems. So that's what you need to do, is when this comes, look at the fact that take those negative thoughts captive, replace it with something very positive. I mean, that's one of the reasons I like the book by Carol Truman, Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die, because that book helps you to actually realize what's going on. There's something that's going on in the body that's attached to each one of these thoughts. It's very interesting. It's been a book that's helped me a long time. And, of course, the brilliant work of Pastor Gregory Dickow in his Fasting from Wrong Thinking. You know, he shows you in the Bible where it's wrong, and then he gives you positive affirmations to say. Both of those workbooks are excellent in breaking old patterns. And this is a year, 2015, is new beginnings, so we can overcome these things. And just like the caller I had with the individual karma on the body, that's something that can be mastered this year. and that's what's facing her, and relationship wasn't there until that was out of the way. And it's probably got a lot to do with feeling. You know, you don't feel good when you're hurt, and you don't feel good when you're broke, busted, and disgusted. You just, it's hard to, a lack of money is a lack of love. Money is good. I mean, the lust of it or the love of money above people is the root of all evil. But money is good, and there's many, many scriptures on finances in the Bible that God wants us to, he doesn't want us to struggle. He doesn't want us to just make it. You know, he wants us to have more than enough so that we can be a blessing to other people. When you understand that that's what money's about, money's to love other people, not the love of money to use people. That's the difference. And so that's what we need to understand. And we think that because of our age or at some point in our life that things will never change. Well, God is a God of miracles. And a miracle is a divine interruption of fixed natural laws and natural time. In Psalm 77:14 says, "You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people." And he will display his power to you if you will reach out to him and trust him. And I used to tell people, well, you know, I don't think I did good at picking. So I decided that I would allow God to pick. And that's what you need to do, is allow God and ask your Raphael, your angels, to lead you to the right person in your life. And, you know, maybe it's not a full-blown hot relationship. It could be a friend that you need this year to get you prepared for something good. Maybe it's a person that comes into your life that helps you to heal. You know, it's a process, and you have to believe that God is a God of miracles, and that he will display his power if you trust him. And he has a due season and timing for everything. And Galatians says, in due season you shall reap. Now, I know people talk about that being just about money, but it's not just about money. If you sow love relationship, if you sow love seeds, then you're going to get a love harvest. So there's many ways of receiving a harvest. And we reap what we sow, so we sow good seeds. And stop working with the negative. I mean, you're going to run across negative people. You know, that's just living in this world. But you can have a reversal of things by turning it over, taking that thought captive, and speaking something positive over yourself. Like here's a positive affirmation that can be used. I make up my mind today to see pressure in my life as an opportunity to trust in God. And that's how I feel when trouble comes. I'm so, okay, I'm being tried here to, I'm going to trust God. And you know what? It works. Because the way things look this morning, it looked like a complete impossibility of being on this radio show today. But I decided that I would put my trust in God. And hello, we're here. I will trust and not be afraid. These are the positive things that you speak to yourself. And whatever comes against me will force me to totally trust God, and he will deliver me. I rejoice in my trials because if God can raise the dead, he can certainly rescue me in any and every situation, in Jesus' name. And that's a very true statement. And Jesus himself said, in this world that we would have trouble, but to be of good cheer, for he's overcome the world. And He has, and that's who we need to make our very best friend this year, and we can have a really very special year. This is the year of Jubilee. It happens every 50 years, and there are a tremendous amount of blessings available to us this year, and we need to access them, and we access them by faith. And it's our faith that helps us to move mountains. The mountains can be moved out of our life. We can have a new beginning. We can have new opportunities. And it can be a very blessed year. And I know we all want to love in our life, but I think we need to start by loving God first, loving ourselves, and then we're ready for that right relationship. And we, you know, you have to feel worthy of something. You know, if you don't feel worthy, that's why Jesus makes it possible for us to go boldly before the throne of grace and mercy. And we should go in there not feeling condemning ourselves, not feeling guilty, any of those things, because then, you know, we're being manipulated with. If we're, you know, the guilt comes from the enemy of our soul. And a lot of people feel that their life is not very special. They feel like that they have not special. But you need to learn first that you're very special to God, and then that will change that. You know, your aura is the energy around your body, and whatever you focus on the most is what's in your aura, and then that's what attracts. So if you're thinking negative, you're going to attract negative people to you. To exercise that, you know, your subconscious mind doesn't edit anything. Whatever you, it just obeys you. So whatever you're putting in there, that's what it's going to create for you. If you have the fear of being say a bag person or a street person, and you have that fear, then the subconscious mind is going to create that for you and bring it into manifestation. So what you think on the most is what you're going to actually bring into your life. And you need to believe with every fiber of your heart and mind in the mercy of God, because God has mercy and his hand is stretched out to you on a daily basis. It's just his mercy is fresh every morning, and he wants you to be happy. Okay, looks like I have another caller here. Okay. Hello. You're on the air.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
All right. What's your question today, or your birth date, or?
I'm just gonna give you my birth date, 2/24.
Your birthday coming up too, huh?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to all our Pisces. Okay.
Thank you.
That 24 is a 6. You break it down, you know, in numerology, double digits are broken down to a single digit. So the 4 and 2 is a 6, which means love life karma. So you were born to, did you have difficulty with one of your parents growing up?
No, not really.
Well, I mean, understanding you, not that I'm not talking abuse or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
my mom.
she just didn't understand you, did she? So
she
that's where you started.
That's
that was your first relationship karma. That was your first one, and it doesn't have to be. A lot of this is learning process, but this is your year to solve this problem. And what I'm getting is, Cupid's going to touch a relationship that needs help in your life. And it's finally going to reach a point of of understanding, okay? So you're going to know exactly what you're supposed to do.
Okay, good.
Okay, and there's a lot of information and communicating about the other person's situation, and it's resulted from his inability to make a positive step. In his heart, he knows what he wants, but in his mind and in his physical life, he's entwined himself with a lot of guilt, a lot of he created this little world that he thinks he can't uncreate. But something is happening here. There will be a benefit for you, and it's coming. It's in the present line in the karma cards, which means it's going to happen this spring. It could happen right after your birthday, right after your pinnacle changes. So you will see a different. Now you have some very strong feelings here, but you need to use your intuition and about this. It's very important because your feelings might get in the way. You know, God gave us feelings, and He gave us emotions, but we're to master them. They're not, or they'll master us. And these are attitudes from the past that, you know, maybe thinking this person's never going to change, or this person's never, look, they're doing the same thing over and over and over and over. But this is your year to really solve this.
That's exactly
okay, now
what
this
I think.
Is coming up for you too, a full-time job.
Oh,
has nothing to do with Cupid, but there's a full-time job coming up.
Good. I just got to get out there and go for it. I got to put in for them before I can get one, don't I?
That's right. So it's like you can't win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket.
Exactly.
By the way, no one Powerball, so it was 360. I have no idea what it is now, but it's out there. But you are going to get control
of... I've got one. I've got one for tonight.
Good. You're going to get control over your situation. And you have to understand that you have a lot of extraordinary power with prayer. And I feel that God has given you not only a beautiful singing voice, but also a lot of good prayer power. So use that because it's going to benefit you. Okay?
Okay, then. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. God bless.
God bless you. I'm going to listen in.
Thank you. Okay. Looks like we have another question here. Hello? 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 Nope. Okay. So basically, I mean, that's good advice to all of us. You know, the power of prayer moves things, and the connection that you have, you know, I talked to someone yesterday, and she told me she lost everything. I said, no, you haven't lost everything. You're being told to go in a different direction, and you have the power of prayer. And I got a call back today saying that this person prayed and something opened up. So there it is. You know, you can't argue with the results. And God loves us, and that's the biggest thing we need to understand, is that God loves us, and that a lot of people question whether He will do things or not. You know, if we think His way and do things His way, commit our thinking to His thoughts and following His system, His way of doing things, sowing and reaping, forgiving, love, faith, and trust. You know, a lot of times we've talked many, many times on this program about harboring resentment and unforgiveness. It blocks our blessings, and it blocks our progress. You know, God doesn't want us suffering. He doesn't want us in abusive relationships. He doesn't want us broke, busted, and disgusted. He wants us to live a life of abundance. nothing missing, nothing broken. So, and know that that when you're going through something, to turn all your concerns over to Him. Psalm 138, verse 8 says, He will accomplish what concerns you. So if that's a scripture you want to use to speak over yourself, find one that fits your situation and speak it over yourself every day for a week and see if things don't change, because they will. But you got to be convinced that He'll do what He promises to do. And in Isaiah 46:11, God says, "Yes, I have spoken it, and I will bring it to pass." And He will. He will bring it to pass. He not only will bring you into, you know, maybe there's a growth period in your life that you have to go through that edifies you, that gets you out of a particular mindset so that you can go forward. And biggest thing is, don't think, you know, we all think, oh, this is going on, that's going on. You turn the news on and it's all about all this stuff that's negative. And in fact, I heard that there's so much that we don't even know about that the news reporters can't even report it. That's how overwhelmed things are right now. But we think possibility. Jesus says all things are possible to those who believe. All things are possible to those who believe. So we need, and that's in, can be found in Mark 9:23. And remember the last three words He said, it is finished. And if we will do our part, and what is our part? Believing. It's believing. Believing that that it is finished work and that God loves us. If we can get that into our hearts, there's nothing impossible to us. There really isn't. And it's like when those negative thoughts come, you know, it's like I will say, my God is faithful to do what He's promised. When I hear something, you know, Satan's defeated, the only thing he can do is introduce suggestions in your mind. And what you do from that point forward determines what's going to happen to you. That's the only thing he can do. He can enter a suggestion. Well, look at this. This has gone on all this time. It's not going to work. And then you just tell him to shut up and say, my God is faithful to do what he's promised in my life. He will fulfill all his promises, which includes saving me, healing me, restoring me, and blessing me. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus did it all on the cross, and he will provide for my every need. These are the affirmations that you need to. I have them on my mirror, on my refrigerator, you know, when I get a suggestion from the enemy, I immediately speak. And you know what? He runs. He's gone. He's gone. I know that this can be a very special year for everybody. And we all have certain paths that we go on, and that's what these shows are about. I can look at your numbers or I can look at your cards and figure out how that affects you as an individual person. And if anybody wants to know anything, look at maybe what their barriers are. I can be found on Keen, Daisy, 644478. Or you can catch me on Facebook under Janet Thornburg, or you can email me for a private reading at Daisy, DAISEYMAE, 64@yahoo.com. I appreciate everybody that's called today, and I pray right now, Heavenly Father, that you will bless each and every person who's called and each and every person that's listening. Help them to recognize their barriers and be able to have confidence in you and be able to remove those barriers from their life and receive the finished works of Jesus. And we praise you, Jesus, for all that you did for us. In your precious name we pray. And we seal this prayer today in faith, trust, and truth. Amen. I thank you all. I thank everybody that's listened and everybody that's called in. And I will notify you of the next show. I think we're going to try to get Julie to come back and speak to us about our barriers. You know, sometimes we just need to get out of the way and get out of our own way. And sometimes we block ourselves and we need to deal with those issues. Well, it looks like I picked up a caller here, so we'll stay on the air for a little bit longer here. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. No. Hey.
Hi.
Jen.
Oh, okay.
It's Vicki.
Okay. All right. Well, the question mark came up. Do you have a question?
I did. I actually had
go ahead.
I was having someone call in to talk to you, but maybe she said she would. I just texted her to have her call. Hopefully she can come. She'll call in.
Well, somebody called and then they dropped. And then there was two question marks, yours and hers. So,
okay.
What was your question?
Well, you had talked about two, choosing between two. Can you elaborate on the second person?
Okay.
And any characteristics of that person?
Okay. Okie dokie.
I hope she calls back.
Well, Mercury's retrograde, you know. We're lucky.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling you.
Yeah, exactly.
Power's still out in my house. We're running on a generator,
okay.
And we're doing just fine. I unplugged some things.
She said she's just called in, so she's on the line after me.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. All right. This is your destiny. It's your learning lesson. It's because of the things that you've gone through to bring you to the point that you are today. And each of these men fulfill a special need in you. If you had the two qualities in one man, you'd probably forget the other two.
that's what's
making it a very difficult decision. He's very understanding and he's brand new. And what I mean by brand new is on a relationship level. You may know this person. You may know of them, but you're not on that level with them. And there's been a lot of suffering to keep them from you.
Okay. Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Well, there's still no one that's called in. Nope. Let me try this. Okay. Hello? Nope. Try this. Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What can I do for you?
Oh, this is Sharice.
Hi.
Hey. I'm just calling just basically to have just a general reading. I switched jobs recently and just want to know if I'm on the right path.
Okay. Could I have your month and date of your birthday?
March 30th.
Ooh, a lot of completion this life. Ooh, that, all them threes. Threes are completion. Okay. Okay, you're a five this year. You're destined five. So you're going to clear up a lot of emotional stuff. You know, there's a lot of growth. You're going to be your logical mind is going to be very strong in showing you the error of our ways. You know, I mean, that's why they put erasers on pencils. We can make a mistake, but we don't have to be a mistake. And you're going to move forward. There's a lot around career for you this year.
I see.
Mhm. And there's not showing much here on relationship, which is the topic of our show today, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to have one. It means that there's other areas of your life that are at the forefront, at the beginning. So things change in May for you on a better aspect. May is the turning point, and you're going to are you thinking of doing something on your own, like a business or something?
Well, yeah, I am. I am. I've been kind of dabbling in a few things. And as far as the relationship, I mean, I kind of have a relationship, but
that's what
I
feel like. There's nothing there, so it's you're either solid in one or you're content with what you have.
Right now, I'm content with what I have. I mean, it's been
that's
pretty
what
good.
I thought.
I can't complain.
That's why nothing came up. That's what, because there's not the need for it. Your focus is on your finances and your career. And
yes.
there's things that are going to open up for you. And like I said, May seems like your turning point. So, you know, hang in there. And I see an opportunity for a business.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, keep me posted. And
oh,
thank you for
you
calling.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. God bless.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, well, that concludes our show for today, and I will notify everybody of the next show, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to try to get Julie to come back and be with us on the program. And again, I close this program with Father bless each and every person that's listening. And at the sound of my voice and each caller, and we ask that their angels come forward and lead them in the direction that they would best be suited for and the right people in their life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to Spiritual Perceptions. Bye now.